Swallowing the eye, swallowing the pack, all swallowed in their coats, with scars of red tied round their throats to keep their little heads.
Winter officially arrives tomorrow, but we have experienced plenty of winter weather already. And even more will come with a snowstorm that will affect a big part of the state on Saturday night and Sunday. We will talk about the recreation that we can enjoy in the snow and cold during this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, December 20th. Take care, especially in southern Wisconsin this morning. We have a freezing rain advisory posted until 3 o'clock this afternoon. The roads and sidewalks are slick in spots, and we don't want you to crash or break a leg, because that would certainly put a damper on enjoying our winter wonderland over the holidays. And we want to know this hour, where do you go to cross-country ski, to snowshoe, to skate, or to otherwise play in the snow? What are your favorite winter silent sports? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are focusing on the silent sports because our guest is a silent sports expert and enthusiast, and you can give us an idea of how to take up these sports and where to enjoy them and answer your questions. Let me welcome our guest. Tom Held is a Milwaukee-based writer, reporter, and blogger for Active Pursuit. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Are you getting out and enjoying silent sports in the winter already?
Yes, we went out cross-country skiing on Sunday at the Lapham Peak Recreation Area in Delafield, or just in the town of Delafield.
That's one of your favorite spots, isn't it?
It is, and they have their snowmaking operation set up, and so they've made enough snow to cover about a one-kilometer loop. So most of the trails in the area still, hopefully we'll get that snow this weekend, and then we'll have skiing throughout the area. But the best conditions were on that little man-made loop, which turns it into, I don't know if you remember going to the roller rink when you were a kid, but watching people go skiing by rather than skating by. It's a pretty neat scene on a weekend there.
Yeah, that does. That sounds like fun. How else do you like to enjoy the outdoors in the winter?
I actually like to do trail running in winter, even without snowshoes. The trails that aren't groomed for cross-country skiing allow people to get out and run on the trails or hike on the trails, so I enjoy that quite a bit. Also like to bike in the wintertime. I think that's a little bit different experience. And then downhill skiing. I started downhill skiing when I was a young boy, and I still enjoy that a great deal.
Do you go snowshoeing, too?
I have not been snowshoeing, but I've been doing a bit of research on that and checking out some of the more popular places to snowshoe in Wisconsin, and I'm thinking that this winter I'd like to give that a try.
I bought some snowshoes, finally, last winter. Yes.
Excellent. How did it go?
It was good. It was good. I have to admit, we only went out a couple of times, but I plan on going out even more this winter, and yes, I do plan on doing some cross-country skiing. I am planning a weather permitting, I guess. I'm not going to drive in a blizzard, but we have the first week of January off, the first full week of January, and we're going to go up to Minocqua, and there is a place called Winter Park up there, and we're going to play in the Winter Park, doing something. You can snowshoe there, you can cross-country ski there, you can even go snow tubing there. And while that may not give me a lot of exercise, I think that would be fun to go down a hill on a tube.
Yeah, that's a great spot. It's been expanding in recent years and is a popular place. I know the high school ski team in Minocqua has been very successful, and they train there. And if you get a chance to break away in the Northern Highlands State Forest, just a little bit to the north of there around St. Germain, are some of my favorite trails. The Escanaba Trail up there has been one that I like to get to every year just for the solitude and the isolation there.
Now, I've really only done the traditional cross-country skiing. If I recall correctly, you do that ski skating.
No, I'm a traditionalist as well.
Oh, okay.
Classic style or the diagonal stride. I do go out. I have skate skis, and I'll skate a couple of times a year because you can skate ski in a little bit lighter snow condition. You don't need quite as much snow to do that. In fact, you can ski on pretty minimal snow on, say, golf course fairways. But I prefer the old kick and glide method myself.
I do too, but I have a 70-something year old cousin-in-law, and she wants to get out and do some cross country skiing. And I said, "Oh yeah, we should do that by the O'Dana Hills Golf Course by my house, where I can rent my skis. I don't own my own skis." And she said, "Okay, but we should go skate skiing. That's the only kind she'll do." And I'm just amazed that it looks like a lot more work.
It's a different type of thing. It's more, it takes a little bit more aerobic capacity, I think. The learning curve for that is a little bit more challenging, because when you look at the old diagonal stride, it's just putting one foot in front of the other. But skate skiing requires a little bit more technique work. And I have a lot of friends that's all they'll do is skate skiing. It's faster. And, you know, in this world today, everybody wants to go faster. So that's where we go.
Well, I do want to talk to you about the winter biking that you do, because that's something I have not been brave enough to try.
Okay.
And I know
okay.
that it's something that's growing in popularity. My husband is saying that he thinks he'll give that a shot this winter. And we want to know what you like to do in Wisconsin in the winter. How do you get outside and enjoy the snow and get some exercise and have some fun? 1-800-642-1234. Or if you have questions for our guest about how to do some of these silent sports and where to go to do them, we welcome your questions too. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Winter weather doesn't mean you have to hole up inside until April. We are talking with a guest about these different sports and activities that you can enjoy in the snow or on the ice. And we're wondering, what is your favorite winter outdoor activity? Where do you go to ski, snowshoe, skate, or otherwise play in the snow? Are there activities that you would try if you knew more about them? Let us know on this winter sports edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on our Facebook page, The Joy Cardine Show, or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are talking with Tom Held. He's a Milwaukee-based writer and reporter and blogger for The Active Pursuit. And I wanted to ask you about biking, Tom. So what do I need in order to bike in the winter?
Pretty much everything, you know, I would suspect that you already have it in your closet. I think people tend to overthink winter biking a little bit. But just put on a couple of layers. If you have some rain pants or something similar to that, put those over your pants, keep your legs warm. And then if you have a water-resistant jacket, that would be fine. And then, of course, something, a hat to cover your head and a helmet. And then a couple of liner under your regular gloves would be fine. And that's not to suggest that you want to go out when it's zero, although I've seen people biking here in my Milwaukee neighborhood with those kinds of temperatures. But that should work for you fine. And today might not be the best day as well because of the icy conditions. But most days the roads are in clear enough shape that you can still make trips about town or get out for short rides.
Mm-hmm. What about the type of bike? Do I need to have special snow tires on my bike?
No, I think it would be better. You know, certainly a mountain bike does a little bit better in winter, and most people would go with a little bit of a fatter tire. Now, if you wanted to go to the extreme on that, a new phenomenon that's come about in, I'd say, the last 5 years are bikes called fat bikes or snow bikes. And the tires on those are about 4 inches, almost 4 inches wide, so they're about double the size of a traditional mountain bike. And that is, I guess, the taking off as a new winter sport in Wisconsin and certainly all of the northern states. It kind of got its start in Alaska. So people are now hitting the trails with these fat bikes in winter, and there's a couple of race series that have started up. And they are sort of the minivan or all-terrain vehicle of the biking world. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so are you participating? Are there these types of events in Wisconsin?
Yes, a good number of them. And I took a fat bike ride with some friends last winter on the lakeshore along Lake Michigan, just a little bit north of Milwaukee. And with the cold weather, the sand becomes a little bit firmer. And with those fat tires, it was just gorgeous. It's an amazing thing to see the lake, the snow along the shoreline, and it gives you a really unique perspective. So just fantastic. So you asked about the bike races. There's a couple of series in Wisconsin, about 10 races in total. And also, it's worth noting that the Birkebeiner, the famous ski race, well, they now have a fat bike race, which takes place a couple of weeks after the Birkebeiner. So people are out riding bikes on the Birkebeiner ski trail.
Very cool. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about skiing, too. We have Elsa in Appleton who has a suggestion. Hi, Elsa.
Hi, Joy. One of the places I've enjoyed skiing is Pottawamanie State Park, where they groom the trails very widely, and it's very easy to skate ski on that. And also, Door County has a Peninsula State Park that grooms their trails well.
Oh, that does sound nice. And Elsa, yeah. Are you a skate skier?
I have been. I'm 75 now, and if I had the right trail and skated for, you know, went out for about 5 weeks in a row, I'd probably get it back. But it does take more strength and endurance. You were right on that, or your guess. And but it is a lot of fun. There is a, it's more energetic, but it's good. Well, and that lake biking sounds like lots of fun too.
Yeah, it sure does. Elsa, thank you so much for the suggestions of Pottawatomie State Park and Peninsula State Park. And I am humbled, aren't you, Tom, that Elsa knows how to skate ski?
I humbled, yeah, but not surprised, to be honest. My travels in cross-country skiing, run across a good number of people who would fall into that gray-haired group, including myself these days. And one thing about cross-country skiers, they look about 15 years younger than their actual age. There's just something about it that I think keeps us all young.
Yeah, well, that's good enough to make a resolution to get out there more, too. So where are some places you besides Lapham that you like to cross-country ski?
I like the Greenbush area near Plymouth in the northern Kettle Moraine State Forest. The Birkebeiner Ski Trail is a real favorite. One that I'm definitely going to try out this year that I have not skied, but I did a story on for Wisconsin Trails and the Journal Sentinel, is the Lakewood Ski Trails in the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest near Antigo. Kind of a unique development. I think it has terrain that's similar to the Berkey Trail, gorgeous northern forest area, and it just doesn't get the attention or the publicity, I think, that the Birkebeiner Trail gets. But it's about a 40-kilometer out and back, and you don't have to do the whole thing. But from what I hear, and people in the Milwaukee area have long talked about it as a great place to go. So I'm looking forward to checking that out this year.
That sounds good. Speaking of the Birkebeiner race is still going to happen, but I understand the resort is in financial trouble.
Well, right. Mm-hmm. The latest there is that the resort was sold in a foreclosure sale a little bit earlier this year, and a gentleman named Clifton Lewis bought the property and about almost 1,000 acres surrounding it. They're at this point, they do not plan to open the lodge, the Telemark Lodge itself, but they are working on arrangements so that the trails in the area, and including the Birkebeiner Trail, which crosses the Telemark property. So all of that will be going forward. And there are some groups that are studying the best uses of that lodge, perhaps as an Olympic training site for cross-country skiing, maybe mountain biking, runners, trying to develop an efficient and sustainable future for Telemark.
Yeah. Let's take another call from Andrea in Bruce. Hello, Andrea.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where do you like to go to have fun in the winter?
Well, my family owns a small ski area named Christie Mountain. We're in Bruce, Wisconsin, so we're kind of near Telemark, about an hour away, and it's just a fabulous kind of small mom-and-pop ski area.
Sounds good. What can you do there?
We've got skiing, tubing, and snowboarding, so you should come up and try to tube.
I can probably tube. Do you have,
there you go.
Andrew, you can tell me. I mean, are there places like yours that will give people, I don't know, lessons on how to do some of these things?
Oh, definitely. And we actually have a great base of volunteers, and we give a $2 beginner lesson, so anybody can afford that.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. So the Bruce area, Christie Mountain, appreciate the suggestion, Andrea. Do you have any just tips, Tom? Do people need to take a lesson in cross-country skiing, or can you kind of pick it up on your own?
You can pick it up on your own. I advise all of my friends who want to get into the sport to take a lesson. I think it's if you're going to do knitting, if you're whatever you're going to do, as a pursuit, I think being proficient in the fundamentals makes your life, it just makes your enjoyment of it so much better. And you're going up to Winter Park, you mentioned, and the instructors there are some of my favorites. I think some of the best. So it's worth it to get a lesson. One thing, again, in the Milwaukee area, Lapham Peak has free lessons on Tuesday nights. And that's a great way to check it out. And you know, if money is a thought, and I guess it always is, that's a good thing to pursue. But when you're up at Minocqua, I would recommend checking out, I think it's Dan Clausen, if I remember the gentleman's name, just a super instructor.
Great. I will do that. Yeah. Do you have any advice for cross-country ski equipment purchase or even, like, rental sizing?
I do. I've had a discussion with a friend of mine about this recently as well. I think it's worth the time to visit a shop and have yourself fitted properly. Cross-country skis have improved significantly with that fish scale pattern on the bottom of the ski that kind of provides the propulsion as you're going through the snow. But the key is you want that to be digging into the snow when you're kicking and riding above the snow when you're gliding. And getting a ski that fits you is really important to that. It's going to make your experience so much more enjoyable if you have a ski that works well for you. So you can find probably better deals online, and I know a lot of people shop online these days, but having that ski tested, and what they'll pretty much do is have you stand on that ski and check how far you can push that kick zone into the snow. And then the same for skate skis. It does matter to have a ski that fits you so it works properly.
Yeah. My husband, I think I told you this on a previous appearance on the show, that he's 6'5", and we have just rented skis. And it can be I think that it affects his balance if the skis aren't long enough. He's not an uncoordinated person, and he'll tumble a whole lot more cross-country skiing than I will.
Oh, maybe you're just a little bit better than he is.
Okay, well, I'll tell him that.
Yeah.
So we have news in just a minute. I was going to ask you about this freezing rain that we're getting in in southern Wisconsin. That kind of, does that hurt or help in any way trails for cross-country skiing?
Well, it doesn't help at all in the short term, but I kind of, my thinking is that the snow has been really dry so far. We've had some snow, but it just doesn't set up well. It doesn't pack very well because it's been so dry. So putting a little bit of moisture on the base that we have, and then if it gets cold, I think in the long run could be a real benefit, because that icy, hard, solid base will sustain us hopefully well into March.
We are talking about winter sports and silent sports and recreation and activities that we can enjoy outside in our wonderful Wisconsin winter. Talking with Tom Held, Milwaukee-based writer, reporter, and blogger for www.theactivepursuit. And we want to know, what is your favorite winter outdoor activity? First, the news. We'll continue to talk about fun outdoor activities that we can enjoy this winter in Wisconsin. And I'll continue to ask you to tell me where to go for a fun winter recreation experience in Wisconsin in just a few minutes. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. But first, every year, holiday decorations at the state capitol include Christmas trees donated by a Wisconsinite. In this edition of Wisconsin Life, we'll hear more about this tradition and the man behind this year's tree.
In the center of the state capitol rotunda, a 25-foot balsam fir wears colored lights. Ornaments celebrating Wisconsin's traditions, this year's ornament theme, drip from the branches, paying homage to Friday night fish fries, dairy cows, and the Green Bay Packers. The balsam fir is itself a tradition. Since 1916, a tree has stood in the rotunda for the holidays. Christmas trees are a big business in Wisconsin. The state ranks fifth in the nation for the number of trees harvested, nearly 2 million each year. This year's tree in the rotunda is a native of Anago, just like the man who donated it. Jim Drager has sold Christmas trees for almost 50 years and grows balsam and Fraser firs. The Frasers, though, are his favorite. This year, he was selected to donate 6 trees, 5 of which are at the state capitol. The 6th is at the governor's mansion.
That is probably Governor's Mansion is probably one of the prettiest trees I've ever seen, and very nice. And that was a Fraser. The only balsam was the one in the rotunda, and most people can't tell the difference. It's just that they were all grown in Wisconsin. The balsam are more of a native of Wisconsin, but you can't, unless you're in the business, you can't hardly tell the difference. They're just a little bit thicker and a little darker green.
Drager estimates he has between 20 and 30,000 trees at various stages of growth, and it takes about 10 years to grow the average Christmas tree. Most of Drager's trees end up in Anago and Rhinelander. However, his trees have traveled as far as Florida for holiday celebrations. Over the years, experience has taught Drager how to grow a Christmas tree. One thing that doesn't work, he says, are the animals. For some reason, deer love nibbling on the Fraser firs, but they don't touch the balsams. Over the years, Drager has tested ways to keep them away from his trees. One even involved leftover Christmas decorations.
One year right after Christmas, they were working on a patch of mine, the deer were. So I went to Walmart and bought some little Santa Claus, you know, those motion. And when you walk by him, like Santa Claus starts to wiggle. I said, oh, that'll work. Well, I bought a couple of them, 2 or 3 of them. They were on sale after Christmas. And I hooked them up with a battery. Put them out in the field. Boy, it looked like it was working good for about 2 weeks. We had the cameras out there. After about the 3rd week, the deer were licking Santa Claus's face. I said, that isn't the answer.
Drager admits that growing trees is a lot of work. A crew helps with trimming and caring for the trees. But he likes it.
I like to see them grow, and I like to see them shape up nice and look good. And that's more of a enjoyment than anything.
As Drager and I drive to look at more trees on one of his Christmas tree plantations, I keep thinking about the ornaments hanging from the tree in the Capitol Rotunda. Going fishing, cheese, and Kringles, all of those Wisconsin traditions, and I can't help but think, what's his?
I guess the trees would be the big tradition. trees and the buying the presents and the family get-togethers. I guess that would be the three biggest reasons.
So if you had to design an ornament to go on that tree, it would be a tree?
Probably.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. This episode was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, you can visit our website at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the hour each week when we celebrate Wisconsin life and talk about Wisconsin culture and recreation and travel. And today we are talking about silent sports in a Wisconsin winter, talking with silent sports enthusiast Tom Held, writer of the Active Pursuit blog, about what to do and how to do it and where to go to do it, different silent sports in Wisconsin. If you have questions or recommendations, what do you like to do in the winter? Where would you recommend we go to enjoy winter in Wisconsin, be it cross-country skiing or snowshoeing, or how about ice skating? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, or you can tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So we do have some callers, Tom, but I wanted to ask you about things that are going on this weekend. There actually are some events going on this weekend, and the DNR is promoting some events.
Right. Glad you mentioned that. There's a winter solstice hike that looks like it would be a lot of fun on Saturday. Of course, we're coming upon the winter solstice, and that's over on the John Muir Trails near LaGrange, Wisconsin, which is about 9 miles east of Whitewater. So that'll be a hike that starts at 3 o'clock, and that's on the John Muir side of the trail system there. Something that I think would be really neat to check out this weekend also are some sleigh rides at Old World Wisconsin in Eagle. And so they will be pulling folks around there. And then also this weekend, that's a horse-drawn bobsled ride at Old World Wisconsin. Right here on the lakefront in Milwaukee, they're going to have dog sled rides in McKinley Park from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock both Saturday and Sunday. So that's a silent sport or an outdoor sport we didn't even talk about yet, but one that you could check out this weekend.
Dog sled rides, you caught me there, because that is something that I think would be a lot of fun to do, and it's going to be on the lakefront in Milwaukee.
Right, at McKinley Park.
Neat.
Which is where yeah. So that would be a neat thing to check out, and if you're ambitious, if you're going to do that, you could hang around and then join the Badgerland Striders. They're doing a winter solstice run in downtown Milwaukee tomorrow night, which, boy, if it starts snowing by then, snowy scene with all the decorations in downtown Milwaukee, running along and singing carols. Now, that would be a good way to start the holiday season.
What fun. Tom, you would like to encourage people to get out and about and enjoy the outdoors in Wisconsin, be it in winter or in the summer. What words of encouragement do you have for some of us who tend to hibernate a little bit too much in the winter? Why should we get out there and trudge around in the snow and the cold?
I think experiencing the outdoor environment in winter and the cold weather kind of invigorates. I know it's kind of overused, but it really does invigorate you. It gives you a different perspective on the world, and at least it does for me. It helps clear my psyche a little bit. You get out there and yeah, you might be in a bad mood or feeling kind of shut in winter, and it doesn't take much, but a little bit of, get the blood flowing, get your heart rate up and it starts making you feel better. And there's nothing like being outside after a fresh snowfall. It kind of sculpts the whole world around you. And that to me is a real treat. So if this snow hits this weekend as expected, the forest is just going to be beautiful. And I hope to get out myself you know, early next week and maybe put off the Christmas shopping until the very, very last minute.
Or don't do it.
Karen, or don't do it. Right?
Karen in Greenbush is with us. Hello, Karen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I agree with Tom that just being outside in snow, it's just so beautiful. And any variety of activities are fun.
And you had you were talking with our producer about dog sledding?
About an event that's coming up sponsored by the Northern Kettle Moraine Nordic Ski Club in Greenbush in the northern unit called Winterfest. And we hold this every year. This year it's going to be Saturday, January 11th from 9 in the morning till 4. And it's a whole variety of events starting with a backcountry ski off trail at 9 a.m., free cross-country ski lessons at 11. There's going to be a musher with his sled dogs at noon, a free ski waxing clinic at 2 o'clock, and free snowshoeing tours with snowshoes available to demo. There's going to be ice sculptures and kids' snow games. It's just a real fun event for anybody to experience winter and enjoy it.
Sounds wonderful, doesn't it, Tom?
Yes, and I have to give kudos to that group, the Northern Kettle Moraine Nordic Ski Club. They have done a fantastic job in partnership with the DNR in improving and grooming the trails there just outside of Plymouth. Over the last few years, just phenomenal, as I said, partnership in making skiing available for people here in this part of the state. And that snowshoeing is a good option there as well. The Ice Age Scenic Trail crosses right, sort of bisects the cross-country ski trails. So you can get out on your snowshoes, you can get out skiing. The warming shelter there is fantastic, a nice little fire going there. Just a wonderful family scene on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. Always enjoy going up there.
We are talking with Tom Held. He is a Milwaukee-based writer. He is the writer of the blog The Active Pursuit, and we are talking about winter recreation and some of the fun things we can do outside this winter. What's your favorite outdoor winter activity? Where do you go to ski or to skate or to snowshoe or to whatever you like to do in the snow? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We are talking about having fun in winter weather, things that we can do in the snow and on the ice, and welcoming your recommendations and your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest is silent sports enthusiast Tom Held, and our next caller is Tom in Maguanago. Hello, Tom.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. You have an interesting sport.
I do. And actually, I've got just a couple of other things I thought of when I was waiting to come on. I think when you go up to Minocqua, there are some great mushers up in Vilas County. So maybe check that out when you go up. I've been up there and taken some dog sled rides. They've been really, really a lot of fun.
Thank you. I will do.
Keep that in mind. The other thing, and Tom will probably know this, those great trails at Lapham Peak, if I happen to be real involved with Lapham Peak, that is all that's not sponsored by the state. Those all are dependent, the snowmaking, on private donations. So keep that in mind and throw a couple of bucks in the donation pot when you go up there.
All right.
My sport was that I mentioned to you before, I think, Joy, is biathlon. I'm a big supporter of the biathlon club down at McMiller Ski Trail. And it's just a really, really fun sport. I've been a cross-country skier for many, many years, and this has brought a whole new dimension to the sport, which is cross-country skiing and target shooting. It's an Olympic event. It's just a load of fun, and I would invite any of the listeners to keep an eye out for when we have our open tryout day. So you can come and give it a try and ski a little bit and shoot at some targets and see what the sport is all about. It's a lot of fun.
Well, where would that be, Tom?
Oh,
we have two Toms.
Oh, which Tom? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, maybe Tom Held. Do you know where that is, Tom Held?
I do. It's just a little bit south of Eagle, the McMiller Outdoor Recreation Area, which has a shooting range and also cross-country ski trails, and then they developed the biathlon course. And I was just checking, if you want some information on that, it's the Wisconsin Biathlon Association. And I was just checking to see if I could find out when they have their open programs, and it's not popping up as quickly as I would like. But if you check out the Wisconsin Biathlon Association, you can give that a try. And I remember from past years, they do have classes where you don't have to actually own your own biathlon rifle. If you want to get serious about the sport, that's a pretty highly specialized gun. But people have been able to do it without that kind of equipment. That's a lot of fun. You see a lot of kids getting into that sport these days, too. So another great way to use the recreational resources that we have here in Wisconsin.
Thank you.
I did want to follow up.
Go ahead.
Excuse me, if I can keep going on one other thing that I mentioned about Lapham Peak.
Mm-hmm, sure.
He was right about that. The Friends of Lapham Peak group has done the fundraising for that snowmaking that takes place there. And they've invested close to $250,000 in that so far, and they're continuing to do that. And in times when there's very little snow in the area, you can go out to Lapham Peak on an afternoon, and the parking lot will be filled. It's really remarkable to see. Filled until the Packer game starts, of course.
But, yeah.
It's really, again, I talked earlier about those public-private partnerships and, you know, working with the DNR and private individuals that are just committed to their sport and are raising the money and making these things happen. They should be congratulated.
Thank you to Biathlon Tom for the call. Bill in La Crosse is with us now. Hi, Bill.
Good morning. Yes, I'm calling regarding skiing, and kudos to Tom there and all his comments. They were very good. And here I'm in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and I do several of the winter sports, downhill skiing, cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, ice skating, and they're all available here in La Crosse. In fact, our downhill has probably got the highest vertical drop of anything in the states of Wisconsin and Minnesota. And excellent. Is in great condition right now. So I invite anybody to come by here and you participate in any and all of those four winter sports. We also have the Perot State Park and the Black River State Forest is for excellent cross-country skiing.
Thank you, Bill. What is the downhill hill in La Crosse?
That's Mount La Crosse,
mm-hmm.
And it's just about 10 miles out of the city of La Crosse.
Sounds great. Thank you very much. Because we're so, you know, we didn't really talk much about downhill skiing. Is that one of your sports, Tom?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Slinger, so I got my start downhill skiing at Little Switzerland, which is now open again. It was great to see that come back after a few years of being closed. And so I've gone downhill skiing there. I've been up to the UP. I've been to what's now Granite Mountain Granite Peak, excuse me, just outside of Wausau. Wisconsin has, I think, over 30 downhill ski areas. And a lot of them are those smaller places like Christy Mountain, the caller mentioned, places that are great to get the kids out there and even for adults just to spend a day going downhill skiing. Wisconsin really is blessed, I think, to have so much recreation opportunity. I mean, you've got people from La Crosse, all across the state, who have access to skiing or other winter sports within, you know, 10 to 30 miles. It's pretty a real treat to have that.
Let's try to fit in a couple more really quickly as we are running short on time. William in Frederick, what did you want to talk about?
Oh, good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
There's a fat bike race up here this weekend on Saturday the 21st at just north of St. Croix Falls at just an incredible piece of privately owned property called Big Rock Creek. And if you're on the cutting edge of bicycle technology, the fat bikes are the latest thing in the last few years that have come out with the big 4-inch or low-pressure tires. They're sort of the ATV of the bicycle world. And I know end of the season last year up on the Berkey Trail, they did a fat bike race up there, drew a couple hundred people, and there's a series going now around the Midwest, and the race this weekend is part of that series.
Thank you very much, William. We did talk about that in the first half hour, and it sounds like a fun thing to check out this winter. I appreciate it. But because we have just a minute to go, I wanted Cindy in Waukesha to get her question in. Hello, Cindy.
Hello there. I was calling to see if you had any information as to the best spot to snowshoe for the seeing the sea caves.
Yeah, the sea caves up in the Apostle Islands, Tom. Do you know much about that?
Oh, I not as much as I should. I'm sorry. But I did, when I was doing some research, because of the cold weather, the ice is forming there nicely this year, so there is a optimism right now that there'll be ice cover to get out to those sea caves. My guess is that those would be around the Bayfield area. If you do a Google search, ice caves in Bayfield, I'm hoping that you would come up. Or if she wants to email me, tom@theactivepursuit.com, I'd be happy to do a little bit of digging for her and share some information.
Cindy, thanks for the call. And Tom, thank you so much for being with us. You've motivated me again to get out there and enjoy the winter.
I motivated myself.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Tom Held, Milwaukee-based writer, reporter, blogger for The Active Pursuit. Thanks to Christy Taylor and to Robin Cherry for producing this hour. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. And be careful out there. Freezing rain is closing schools and making travel difficult in Wisconsin. We'll be following the weather situation for you as well as we go along this morning. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.